Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres try to grow their game. They do it. Front score! Norris slides it to the front of the net, and that puck finds a way in. It's 3-0 Buffalo. Welcome back. Nice tip pass. Norris has got a breakaway. Norris did score! Oh, my goodness. What a return for Norris.
What a return indeed, and it is a loaded show today on Sabres Live as we get set for the upcoming six-game trip on the heels of the final home win before departure.
It is. What a return for us as well after the weekend off, and, you know, we had basically Thanksgiving before that, so that Friday felt weird. Like, we came in and an afternoon game, then yes. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, no shows, and then today we're back, and we have a lot to talk about. The win in Minnesota, which was a shootout win with Noah Osland doing a great move to get the 2 points there, coming back after being down. The win against Winnipeg and Josh Norris. Now, there's a question I have for you, Duffer, and I've been struggling with this all night and all morning. Were the Sabres fast or were Winnipeg slow? Because I think it could be a combination of both, but I want to... Like, in my mind, I'm like, was this like what we should expect from Buffalo, to play at that speed and always be that fast? Or was it just that the Jets were a slow team in that game?
Well, I think the wise money is to never overanalyze the wins, because
yes,
you're always doing it at the expense of somebody else, right? The Chicago game is a pretty good example. The Hawks ended up tumbling into a little bit of a funk right after that disastrous game in Buffalo, but clearly showed what they are on Sunday against Anaheim, and that's ability to come from 3-0 down, right? So I think you and the players have actually admitted this repeatedly over the years. They get too confident after certain wins, and then we end up talking about a loss or two that seemed to blindside you. Like, where did that come from?
So like Calgary and St. Louis.
So I'm going to take this for what it is, which was an excellent game from Buffalo through all facets, and a very, in my opinion, off night for the Winnipeg Jets.
It was off, but they've also been a little bit off of even when Connor Hellebuck was there, like before the injury. The Jets weren't playing with what we've seen the Jets play the last few years, being one of the best team in the Central Division and Western Conference, last year winning the President's Trophy. So you're like, ugh. But I what I liked is right from the get-go. Like, you saw the speed. And I know Josh Norris said, hey, you know what, maybe we're going to take it easy at start. Like, he, Benson, and Thompson, let's be simple. Well, you know what? The speed through the middle, he draws the first penalty. That was Norris that got hooked and got held. So there was a holding there by DeMello. He makes the play on the power play to the back door to Josh Doan. Zucker scores. You know, the third goal. That, I remember sitting in my chair. The Sabres are up 2-0. And I'm like, the next goal is huge. just for the feeling and the vibes as a team. Mm-hmm. And Norris makes that play to the net on the back end. So there was a ton of speed, but for me, it was, were the Sabres the dictating the speed, or were Winnipeg just on the other side? And I want to see like the Sabres being able to match that again tomorrow night in Philly.
Regardless of which way he shoots, what did that goal, who did that goal remind you of?
The Josh Norris from the side?
The breakaway.
Oh, the break. Well, that's a Forsberg.
No, it's a Jack Eichel.
Oh, is it a Jack? And the reason why I'm saying Forsberg is because you
the
brought up...
The ease with which he put it through the legs with the speed, the only difference was the side with which he shoots. But because you talked about his speed burst and how he strides, and he doesn't, you know, Jack was the same way. Jack gets his speed not by grinding the legs like other guys right? So when he finished that play, I was like... Why does that look super familiar here in this building?
Yeah, you know what?
And I was like, well, nine, obviously.
Yes.
Speed, slick hands, effortless. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
The reason why I said Forsberg is I remember he scored a shootout goal on Ryan Miller one year where he came in from the left side and he made it look like he was going to go far side on the back end and he tucked in the five hole. And I remember thinking, wow, that was a slick move. Like the confidence to say, to bring it back 5-0, mm-hmm. like so many times. It's Holy Jokinen in the shootout against Brian Boucher, right? Mm-hmm. The Rangers, Flyers, 2010, you win the shootout, you're in the playoffs, you lose the shootout, you're out of the playoffs. And the last guy that came in was Holy Jokinen for the Rangers, and he tried that little chip back in between the legs, and Boucher was like, thank you very much, and then celebrated and tripped over his own 2 feet. But so you look like a fool if you miss, mm-hmm. and it looks so good and fluid when you make it, and Josh Norris, because of the speed, was able to fool Thomas Milik on that one, and Milic, and make it look very, very, very simple.
So part of a winning weekend, but it was different last night because there was more depth in the forward group with the expected presence of Norris and Greenway. But you already mentioned Saturday, so let's lump it all together and recognize that by winning in the shootout, Sabres look good in the shootout, obviously, as Thompson, Quinn, and Austlin scored. But specifically to Noah, because now Austlin has found himself on a line with Tuck and Doan over the last two games, this winning weekend that we're reflecting back on, if you allow us to extend our weekends through Monday, which we do here on Sabres Live. And I asked you in-game, as we were watching it all unfold, is the runway in Buffalo now a little longer for Noah Austlin, not just based on his development path, his shootout success Saturday, but even last night, we found different ways to talk about him. And knowing that Jiří Kulík is out for a while, and he's the logical guy to stay in the middle here. Yes, Tyson Kozak is still on the roster, right? And that's a center position and a player that Lindy Ruff trusts. But if you're looking to maximize and find permanent positions for Doan and Tuck, you're going to have them around a more offensive center, are you not?
Yes, that is 100% true. And look, because you mentioned Eichel, like remember when we had the conversation about the three centers and it was Eichel, O'Reilly, maybe Reinhardt, and having 1-2-3 in the middle. But I like to go back to even longer, 20 years ago, and we're celebrating the 05-06, but looking at, okay, well, you had Briere and Drury, right? 1-2, and then who came in as a third-line center? It was Derek Roy, who came up from Rochester and really played a big role, and it was perfect for him. He had the offense, but he didn't have to play 18, 19 minutes a game and be the tough matchups. He was able to be able to slowly progress himself into that role. I think I see Noah Austlin in that same situation right now. Like, there's no way, in my opinion, that Noah Austlin, if he continues to play the way that he's playing right now, is going to wear a blue and red jersey in quite a while. I get it. There's going to be some roster decisions that will have to be made when and if Kulík was to come back and Danforth was to come back and Kesselring was to come back. And we all know that they have the three goalies and there's some roster decisions that they have to make. But his confidence with and without the puck is great. His hockey IQ with and without the puck is great. Even the play on the two-on-one, like, you're thinking, oh, will he pass, will he pass? And then he shot it and almost got it underneath Eric Comrie's pad, you know, on the play. And it was such a smart shot to take. But the takeaways in the defensive zone, the forecheck ability that he brings, even though he's not a big guy, for me, he's here. Like, I see him as a very much a part of the roster and the forward group, the top nine that you have right now.
Well, it's kind of a perfect scenario for Oslin based on the fact that on one side you have Alex Tuch, who openly spoke about this year being a year where he wants to garner even more votes for a Selke trophy.
Yes.
So that's responsibility and scoring ability on one side. And I think probably not to the Tuch level yet, but you're getting that similar type of play from Doan on the other side. How is that not ideal for a very well-rounded, level-headed, high IQ centerman trying to carve his way?
Well, you also, so they tried Josh Doan on top with Tuch and Thompson for a little bit. What was weird is they're all three right-handed shots. So it's kind of weird when you go up the ice, if the puck's on the left side, everybody's got to go back in to try to get it there. But having Oslin as a lefty in the middle, now it makes him and Tuch being a pair, it can go back and forth, and Doan can fly in, cut to the middle, be the third guy. Often we talk lefty-righty with defense, but I think lefty-righty with forwards matters too. Like that pair. Who is Mario Lemieux playing with as the center? Who's his left winger? Because Lemieux is a righty, that left winger is going to have to puck a lot with him. That's what it basically comes down to. And Oslin, I feel like even that Alex Tuch goal, when they both curled and went up, he knows, I'm not going to get that puck because Tucky's a righty. I'm going to peel off, go to the middle because I'm the lefty, and we're going to attack on our strong side. They knew right away that chemistry was there.
Tuch and company back at practice today. It is the last one before they hit the road for Philadelphia, take on the Flyers tomorrow. Jordan Greenway is not out there right now as they skate. Of course, that's not a huge surprise based on the maintenance aspect for his game right now. Colton Ellis out there with a net to himself right now, according to Matthew Fairburn, who's watching practice. So these are good to, you know, interesting, of course, developments that we continue to monitor and obviously stay with Sabres Social for that. As we look ahead at this road trip that begins tomorrow in Philadelphia, we'll await an update on Ty Forster, who was injured last night. He's their top goal scorer. Winnipeg again on Friday as the Canadian portion of the trip goes into Calgary Monday, Edmonton Tuesday, Vancouver next Thursday, and it's capped a week from this Sunday in Seattle. So all that being said, it's going to be a while before we have home games to speak of, and we want you to find the matchups that work best for you and build out your five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. You can visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. We had a great visit yesterday with number 89. Time of year for giving, and Alex Tuch is certainly no stranger to that. We're going to dive in on the 89 Foundation Toy Drive. Feeling festive and in a giving mood?
Always, always. Are you kidding me? This time of year, it's the best. So,
how has your foundation evolved over the years and to this point here as we get into the holiday season?
Really, we started off doing like a one-off charity hockey camp and charity hockey game in Syracuse to support Maureen's Hope, which is a local charity back in back home, and then it's kind of blossomed into this foundation that does grants, and we do small projects here and there, and we'll bring kids to games, we'll do the toy drive, and it's been fun. It's a lot of fun. It's great to be involved in the community and meet all these amazing people and to help as much as we can is just the end goal, and it's. We have fun doing it.
And now you have local partnership with businesses, too, that want to help. So do you go out door-to-door trying to see if, hey, can you guys, or they call you guys and they want to be part of what you guys do?
Yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, it's a little bit of both. I mean, if we see an opportunity to partner with someone like, so the toy drive is Western New York Compassion Connection, and we kind of knocked on their door to see if they were open to working with us. It was actually my wife who was interested in kind of their realm of helping and what they do, and we jumped at the opportunity, and they were all for it.
Oh, that's awesome. And so how involved is she? Because obviously, you know, people would say, oh, look at 89, that's Alex Tuch. But, you know, there's always somebody in the background that really puts in the work. How involved is she in the everyday and obviously knowing that you guys have you're busy at home as well?
Yeah, I think it's more and more as we are kind of becoming like going full stride into parenting and everything. Yeah. I think she's she wants to get more involved. The last couple of years has been hard and with that, but she, I think that this is kind of like her first thing. We're like, okay, no, this is kind of what I want to do, mm-hmm. and this is how like her footprint and what she wants to like an area that she really wants to help out in. So I was really excited to see how excited she was in taking that venture.
So the goal right now for this toy drive is to, you know, donate unwrapped toys at various drop-off locations, including a whole bunch of Delta Sonic mm-hmm. locations. Sabres, of course, put out this press release last week about it. You can drop them off at Dave and Adam's Card World as well. There's an awful lot of ways in which people can help in this situation. Of course, at9foundation.org/donate is a great way to get involved, too. I'm so impressed with the kind of the ease with which you guys have integrated back into the community here. You know, your roots we know well. What are the little victories that you find along the way here as far as, you know, whether it's public appearances or meeting with people after games or going places maybe that the cameras aren't following you?
I think it's the meeting with people after games. So my foundation, we bought a box for 10 games during the season, and we give the box to 10 different charities, either kids with special needs or pediatric cancer patient. For the December 1st game, we're yep. hosting Gigi's Playhouse.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is a great organization who we've hosted before. Seeing these kids after the games, I mean, it's just like these kids have the entire world stacked against them. Like, and they're just smiling, so happy to just be there and enjoying the moment. And it just puts everything into perspective. And you realize how lucky you are. And honestly, how lucky I am to just be able to hang out with those kids after the game and just to be able to host them too.
What's the biggest, the most common question or comment? And, you know, Duffer and I, every time people see us, they think I'm older than Duffer. They think, Marty, you're a lot taller than we thought you'd be. Do they make a comment on the mustache or the hair? Like, what's the most common thing they ask about?
Oh, I guess it depends on the kid or the person. It's all over the place. I think it first depends on if we win or lose.
Yeah.
But no, we've been lucky. We've had a lot of our wins at home. It's been during when we've hosted people. So I gotta host people.
Maybe
some
you're
more.
Gonna host 41 games.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But no, anything. I think the mustache was probably one of the first ones the last month or so. But they definitely need to shave this thing off here soon.
Well, you have a big road trip coming up as well here. I'm just wondering, like, from a veteran standpoint, how you view this after all this time, like, you know, whether it's packing for a road trip or just in general, like, because people make a big deal out of it. It's like, oh, it's one of the longer trips of the year. You kind of need this, that, and the other thing. Does it feel different when you're kind of packing up for a long trip, or is it all just part of, you know, everything?
You know what feels different is the no dress code this year.
Right.
So that's different. So, like, I would usually pack, like, what do we have? Like, seven games or something like that?
Yeah.
I would bring, like, probably two suits and then, like, a pea coat mm-hmm. or maybe two pea coats and, like, two dress pants and then, like, four dress shirts. And then I would bring, like, jeans and shirts to wear in between, but I mean, I try to keep it as simple as possible because you don't want to lug everything through on the plane and mm-hmm. six different hotels and 2 weeks. And you're just like, holy cow. I mean, maybe do a laundry run halfway through. And this will be my longest trip in maybe ever. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been on a 2 week long road trip before. So I'm excited for it. It'll be good. Play a lot of cards with the guys. And I think we have a couple things planned, but
any Christmas shopping? Like, this is crunch time. You don't want to
get to online.
You do online?
No, I don't like going in the store.
Yeah, but there's going to be some cool opportunities, like being on this road trip where you're going to be in Western Canada. Maybe there's different stores that you want to hit.
Do you think no. My wife gives me a list, and I get to pick off the list. My wife handles my kids' presents and everybody else's presents. I have to buy from one person.
Santa handles your kids' presents. And
Santa. No, I know, Santa. But I'm saying, like, but we also buy our kids' presents, too.
Yeah, I know.
For our buying, we handle, like, my wife handles everything.
Okay, that's good.
I'm
so
hands off.
You're focusing on.
Are you
the game.
Still an in-store guy?
I like to go in store. Right? I like to go. Yeah, I'll
do
some
on
stuff
trip?
Online.
This
we will be
surprising.
In Seattle.
To talk to everybody,
oh,
right?
You sure went to Vancouver? Oh, Seattle's got good shopping too.
Seattle's got.
Vancouver's got
Seattle,
the Holt Renfrew there is unbelievable.
Yes,
the
Holt
Renfrew
is
three,
really
four
good.
Levels.
That's where we used to go if we were on a long road trip, and somehow there would be a stain or something ripped on your suit. You would go to Holt Renfrew in Canada, or you'd go to Ottawa. It used to have a really good. Suit store right there in the
mall.
You
had a lot of stains when you played?
It's not that. It's like we'd get a lot of like fighting or wrestling around, and sometimes the shirt would rip or something.
In your suits?
In the plane. On the plane.
Okay. I could see that from some of the guys you played with.
Yeah. If I was angry at Danny Briere or somebody, we'd have a little wrestling match.
Okay. So what if you were angry at, like, Petey? Andrew Peters?
I would stay away from
Razor
that. Razor? You know, I knew where my battles needed
play
to happen.
Barnaby? Did you play with Barnaby?
I played with Barnaby a little bit.
A little bit? You never got mad at him.
But I also never got to the card game when he was around, because that was the older guys were at the card game. I remember 18 years old showing up to the back of the plane, kind of watching what's going on. And they're pulling money out of their, like, shirt
they
pocket.
They let you watch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, they wanted my money, too.
Yeah,
so they saw me coming in.
Yeah.
Paddy LaFontaine grabbed me and said, "Hey, kid. You're watching, you're not playing," so yeah.
It's a good guy right there.
Who's the most compulsive shopper among your teammates?
Compulsive shopper?
Yeah, like if you're going to all these cities and someone's just like, "Oh, I got to go shopping today, and today, and today."
Oh, I don't know.
Yuri Kulik would be on my list of guys
so?
That I would
think. No, I don't think so.
The Czech guys always love to go shopping.
He sticks with like his same couple outfits. He doesn't get too crazy.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Armani's huge in Czech.
I could see like Tomer and Kesselring and
okay.
I don't know. Zuck sticks to his guns for the most part.
Yeah, he's got good style.
Yeah. Good style though.
He's got good style.
Dawes
is pretty simple, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, I don't know. Sammy shops a good amount.
Yeah. Samuelson. No, he's got pretty good style too. Like it's been interesting because I'm old school, so when you guys come in and the no dress code thing, like, it's taken me a little bit of adjusting. But I feel like I'm like, oh, this is a good, like, relaxed outfit. But I guess it's very popular in Europe as well. Like, the guys in Europe were showing up to games and there wasn't any dress codes over there. Right. So I think Dolls has got, like, pretty good relaxed styles.
Yeah,
you've gone either very relaxed or a little dressed up. Like, you've gone on
mixed
both
it
sides.
Up a little
mix
bit.
It up a
Sorry
little
to.
Bit. So Try it's to. All about comfort, though. Yeah.
You know the other topic, right?
No, what is that?
How are things with you and you're looking forward contractually?
Oh.
That's the topic.
So we're talking about Christmas presents here. No, I mean, there have been talks and everything. Personally, I've just been focusing on hockey. We're playing every other day. I haven't talked to my agent in days or I don't even know when the last time I talked to him is, honestly. But I just know there's ongoing conversations. And, I don't know what the rumors are or anything. I stay away from those two. But I'm just worried about playing hockey, helping my team in any way possible, and getting some wins.
Now, if you see Kevin walk around and he was on the trip in Minnesota, do you kind of just give him a little wink, nod, nod? Like, I remember, like, I tried that with Paul Holmgren the one year in Philadelphia.
How'd that work?
Well, I ended up getting the first contract.
Nice.
I didn't get the second one. So he saw my approach.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, yeah.
No, it's a business. It's, there's nothing awkward about it. I've been in this league for a while now, and I see how it goes. And I'm not going to shy away and not say anything to him. I'm going to treat him like I treat everyone else. And it's just like you're a work colleague, and I always have a good relationship with Kevin, no matter what happens or anything like that.
That's the key there. It's that it is a business, and you've experienced a lot of different things. Minnesota, you know, expansion draft, Vegas, the trade, contracts.
It's not personal.
It's not personal.
It's a business.
Not.
And you gotta, when you're younger, you can be like, oh, it's personal. Because, yeah. like, you don't really know. And now that you've been – I've been through it. I've been traded a couple times. I've been on three different teams. And you see players come and go. And you see some pretty crazy stuff happen. But it's never personal. It is a business. We're in this for one reason, and that's to win. And they have an obligation to do whatever they can to make that a possibility. That's what makes the best team successful, is looking at it and being as business focused as possible, and that translates into wins.
Last for me, while you guys are gone, if you need plow service or whatever, the plow's on the truck. Just, have your wife call me. I'll come in, just do a couple of stripes, and it'll be done.
No, thank you.
No.
I have a guy. Thank you, though.
Got a guy.
I have a guy.
I tried.
Last one for me is just how you project your current team. Every team's had ups and downs so far, but what you've seen that gives you reason to believe that there's another step, and what you're really liking about this group.
Yeah, no, I mean we've had a bit of an injury bug to start, and we're still hanging right around 500, and so I think that's a big key for us, is to say, hey, like, we've had a couple key guys out of the lineup. I think we're getting Norris back soon. Excited to see him come in and be healthy and really make a big impact. And I think guys are starting to we're starting to play a little bit more of a team game and be harder to play against. And we had a good win against Minnesota there. I thought we were really hard to play against. And that'll be a good, hopefully, propel us into a few, string a few wins together here.
Good luck on the trip, and thank you, as always, for your commitment to community, and good luck with the toy drive.
Thanks, guys.
Alex Tuck from yesterday, and of course he got the Sabres live bump by scoring last night in the win against Winnipeg. We have the Catwalk for Charity as well, Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity event. It is coming up. It's presented by New Era Cap Foundation, and we want you to join us in Babeville on Friday, January 16th. It's a terrific fashion-forward event, featuring a great lineup of appearances from, of course, Ryan's 05-06 Sabres team. And, what an era that we're going to be celebrating that week here at KeyBank Center. And this event will feature a live set from Strictly Hip, open bar, so much more. Sabres.com/catwalk to purchase your tickets today. Another mate of Miller's, Jonas Enroth, on the heels of a number one, getting a victory for Buffalo last night. Jonas joins us next here on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It goes in behind the net. There's Skinner trying to get free. Skinner takes a shot. Deflects it right in front. What a save by Enroth! Oh, lordy! He robbed them blind, call a cop. My goodness.
Without a helmet on. And they still didn't blow the whistle. He makes this. Could be the best helmetless save in the history of the NHL since they started wearing a mask.
Wow. Oh, there couldn't possibly be a better intro to one of our favorite guys, Jonas Enroth, back in the day in blue and gold, and with us now sporting a different shade of, blue and gold, as national colors always prevail in Sweden. Jonas, it's great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It was awesome to see that highlight again. I haven't seen that in a while, but I sure remember that save, and I just love how Cody McCormick just comes in and finishes that guy off. Right after he tried to stuff it there.
Now, after you made that save, did you tighten up the straps on your mask a little bit for the rest of your career so you wouldn't never lose your mask again?
Yeah, but that mask, I think it was designed to pop off when you get a shot on the cheek area.
Yep.
So I talked to Bauer about that during my career, and they said it was designed to pop off that way, but I was lucky that nothing serious happened that time for sure.
Jonas, give us a quick update on just where you're at in life from a playing standpoint, a family and parent standpoint, geographic standpoint? Just to give us the latest.
Everything is great, to be honest. I have a 10-month-old baby right now. That's a great picture. That's obviously a lot of fun. It's every day is something new with him, and he's figuring his life out right now. So it's pretty fun to be a part of his life, obviously. I've been playing I've been playing 6 years over here in Sweden right now. Before that, I was in KHL, Russia, for a couple of years. That's pretty much my last 10 years since I left North America, I think.
Yeah, you were in North America almost 10 years, right, from the time that you came over. And, that was Portland. It wasn't Rochester Americans back then, so you were with Portland Pirates, then Buffalo, moved around a little bit, and then went over to Europe. But you are 37 right now, so you still enjoy the game and still want to play many more years, I would assume. You look like you're still 22.
Yeah, to be honest, I still enjoy playing the game every day and competing in practice and all that stuff. So, and I feel pretty good too. My body is feeling great, and my mind is great too. So, it's actually my last year for my contract over here in for the team I'm playing for right now. So we'll see what happens next year. But hopefully I will keep playing a couple more years for sure.
Well, there's always moments that I'm sure can matter even a little more when you have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little baby boy, and he's part of a celebration. I want to give our audience a little taste of what it was like in your victorious room earlier this season. Here's a look.
Great job, everybody. Everybody showed up today, and I think it was a really solid 60 minutes today, and but today, roten.
Yeah, great job, boys. That was a really good team effort. And 3 points. Hip hip!
Amazing. Was that the first, was that your first celebration, like with your baby boy in the room?
Yes, it was. I think it was, it was my first shutout with him being born. So that was definitely a special day for me and my family. So it's a lot of fun to have that as a memory.
Well, did you keep the puck, and is it in the baby's room just as a nice display, and you'll realize later that how important those moments are and how fun they are, especially for you?
Yeah, I kept the puck. It's not in the baby's room. I don't think it matched the interior in there, and I'm not in charge of the interior. So it's not in the baby's room, but I kept the puck.
That's good. Now, you know what? I'll say this. Like, you are and were and always will be a very popular figure. Like, I was walking in the hallway and talked to Willie and Benny and George and Bob and those guys, and I said, we have Jonas on the show today. They all had a big smile and were so excited about it. They were talking about, you know, the behind-the-back saves and the helmetless saves and all of that. So, like, when you think of your time in Buffalo, what are some of those relationships and the teammates and the moments that you had here that you remember the best and you talk about with your friends and family all the time?
Well, the thing I remember is for sure all the people, like you said, everyone around the team and teammates and all that stuff. And yeah, you're putting me out a little bit on the spot, but obviously all the like, all the trips we had with the Sabres. I remember we went over to Germany and Finland my first couple of years playing for the Sabres, and that was great memory because I could have my and my parents over to watch those couple of games. And a lot of great memories from my first couple of years in Buffalo for sure.
Do you have you had a recent highlight reel save? You live for these moments, the kind of the viral saves, the behind the back, like Marty just talked about. This is amazing. I love this.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, to me, that like that happens every once in a while in practice and stuff like that. So it was just a lot of fun that it actually happened in a game so people could see it. But yeah, to me, that save wasn't that special, but it kind of looks pretty cool.
It looks really cool. I think that's, you know, Vasilevsky made one of those saves a couple of years back where he reached behind and actually, you know, it was a backdoor play. It was really cool. Malcolm Subban did one of those here in Buffalo. It was awesome. Now, let me ask you about playing with Ryan Miller, because when I played with Millsy, he was just starting his career. And then you got to play with Millsy towards the end of his Sabres career before he went on to St. Louis. So what was it like playing with Ryan at a time where he had, you know, been at the Olympics with Team USA? He had won a Vezina trophy. Like, what was that like playing with Ryan Miller for you to learn from him?
It was awesome. Ryan was a person and a goalie I looked up to a lot. And I think he kind of molded me a little bit, both on and off the ice. I looked at him, how he handled media and how he handled pressure and all that stuff, and tried to bring it to my game. And I still think about Ryan and ask myself, what would Ryan do in this situation? And what would Ryan do when it's tough questions from media or something like that? Because he always handled himself very well. So I was very fortunate to have Ryan in front of me in Buffalo there for a couple of years.
And you've had international experience, as Marty just alluded to Ryan. Take us back to like 2013 and the World Championships. And what was like the most special moment for you? Like semifinals, defeating an arch rival, winning the gold medal game. Like what really stands out from that for you?
Yeah, that was probably my highlight of my career so far, I would say. Obviously, World Championship is a very big thing in Europe, and this was in my hometown, so I could have all my friends and family during the games, and the country was pretty fired up when we won the championship there.
Yeah, and what was that celebration like after? Because usually You know, like, especially if it's Sweden. I remember talking to Lundqvist about that, but they would go to the square in the middle of town in Stockholm and celebrate and the fans show up. So what was that like for you after you guys won the world championship? Was there a big party right back in Stockholm?
Oh, yeah, it was a big party. We actually, the day after we won, I think we got to meet the king and queen of Sweden, and then we went to the big square in Stockholm, and all the fans were there and celebrate us. And then obviously we had a couple of good parties after that too. So that was a lot of fun.
Is your nation going to make it into World Cup?
And you talk about soccer right now. And it's looking pretty tough, which is pretty crazy since we have a very good team. So, but probably not going to make it, I would say.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I know that soccer is huge in Sweden, right? I mean, hockey is obviously big, but so when you're like in the off season, what do you catch? You know, maybe some of the soccer action in Sweden. Is there stuff that you like to do? There's some great lakes and some great places to just relax. But what do you like to do in the summertime now that you know, you got the family and you're back home?
Yeah, for sure. I go to a couple of soccer games. I live pretty close to the stadium here in Stockholm, or in Stockholm. I live pretty close to the stadium. But other from that, I like riding my bike. I'm a big cyclist, so I like cycling. And last couple of years, we've been spending some time in Spain too, which is pretty nice down there in the summer.
You did mention final year of your contract. Have you ever entertained thoughts of coming back to North America?
Oh, yeah, I would love to, obviously, but I think that that ship has sailed probably. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Oh, we have some contacts. Maybe like we can be your North American agent, Jonas. We can try to call people on your behalf and see. And we won't charge much, only 10%. That's what we're
doing. Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, let me know if you find anything good.
Well, we appreciate the time today. It's just so great to see your, you know, career and family and all the success you've had, Jonas. Can't thank you enough, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for having me. Happy holidays to you guys, and say hi to everyone that I know over there.
And come back and visit when you're done playing, and you can take some time in the season and come catch a game, come back and visit. The fans would love it.
Yeah, would love that too, for sure.
There he is, Jonas Enroth, number one for the Buffalo Sabres, and with us here on Sabres Live today. It was always amazing looking back at his first wins with the Sabres, and so many times beyond regulation time. It was absolutely amazing, the performances that he turned in, and terrific numbers over the course of many of his seasons here in Buffalo. And we are reminding you, as we talk about the holiday spirit, to not miss out on the Sabres Give 716 holiday raffle. It's your chance at a guaranteed jackpot of $71,600 plus second chance prizes. It's all presented by Northtown Automotive. All proceeds benefit local nonprofit organizations here in Western New York, and you can get your tickets now through December 27th at sabres.com/5050. Back after this on Sabres Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Still time to become a Holiday Angel and support local families in need this season. It's presented by AMR. Holiday Angels lets you adopt a family, purchase gifts, donate wrapping supplies. Every contribution makes a big difference. Learn more at sabres.com/holidayangels. It was great to be here at KeyBank Center last night. It was their first game watching the Sabres. Well, there was a new Bandits banner up in the rafters, which is number 7, which is most all-time, and it was such an electric game here on Saturday night for the Bandits in their season-opening win against Georgia. They are back home here on December the 13th, and they just look like they are absolutely on a mission, and as you would expect, constructed appropriately in the quest for 4 in a row.
Oh, that was a crazy game. A goalie actually got a 5-minute major and had to serve it. And I just saw Josh Byrne earlier.
He said
he wasn't supposed to serve it. They weren't supposed to put him in the box.
No?
And no, he's like, they messed it up. But
he ended up on the bench?
I have no idea.
This was not a surprise to me when goalies get a major.
You were saying. Then later in the game when they tried to pull the goalie and he tried to get back in the net, I thought he was coming out of the box, serving his 5-minute major, coming back. Anyway, it was crazy. It was fun. Bandit Land was in force, building. It was incredible.
Okay, well, last night was incredible in the NHL as well because we just continue to see the one-upmanship, right? Or the best efforts to do so.
Yes.
I am so fixated on the scoring race this year. Not just because MacKinnon and Crosby are dominant presence again, but in between, you've got Celebrini with another 3-point game, which was on the heels of Bedard's 4-point game, and they are right there behind MacKinnon. And of course, Leo Carlson, another multi-point game last night in a Ducks win, and he is right there even with Connor McDavid. Marty, this is phenomenal for the game, what we are seeing right now.
So Sidney Crosby had a couple of goals in Philadelphia last night, and he gets booed every time he touches the puck and every time he scores in Philadelphia. And he's almost scored 10% of his career goals against the Flyers.
Amazing.
So maybe they should stop booing him because it doesn't work. He keeps on scoring, and he's on pace for 57 goals this year, which would be his best goal-scoring season of his career.
But will he win the Rocket, or will that go to Geeky MacKinnon or someone else?
I'm thinking MacKinnon, probably. And it's funny because I don't want to dismiss Morgan Geeky, but he has been the hottest goal-scoring single player in the 25 calendar year so far.
It is remarkable. His shooting percentage is off the charts. And
it's not coming down.
And it's pretty much what he does.
Yes.
He's not a playmaker. He is a goal scorer, and it is wild.
The hardest recorded shot this season is Morgan Geeky at 103 miles an hour. So a little bit of Tage Thompson in that shot, the way that he goes about
it. And then tonight you've got Ottawa and Montreal, Boston and Detroit. The Wings are floundering right now.
Yes.
Tampa is the hottest in the East, winners of 7 straight, and they take on the Islanders, and the Schaefer story continues to be amazing. But I'll tell you, early, like way too early, when we started, probably first 2 weeks of the season and we did our projections for the Calder, I said, do not sleep on Beckett Seneca. And I'm still keeping him right there, but Schaefer is making it hard to, you know, have any other argument than him.
Davidoff is having a good season, too,
I know,
with Montreal. There's a good class of rookies going on right now.
It's so wild. Leafs and Panthers tonight. We got late games. Minnesota, Edmonton is going to be fantastic. Yep. And, of course, Washington, who have gotten hot again, winners of four in a row, taking on the Kings, which is probably the quietest good team right now in the NHL. Everybody's talking about how are the Kings tied for first when they don't even look very good. And they've got one regulation loss in the last 10, but they're kind of to watch right now. So
Results. It's all about the results.
Keeping with the Swedes, we had Jonas Enroth on the show. Today's an anniversary. Rasmus Asplund, one of my favorite guys, scoring his first goal for the Sabres. Oh. So these are nice little milestones to celebrate along the way. And
he was number 74, right?
Yes, and it also ties in with who we were talking about
right
off the top.
Lefty or righty?
Noah I would say
I
lefty.
I want to say he was a lefty. I believe that's now I always kind of have to ask myself if they were lefty or righty, but Rasmus Asplund, he was a good guy in the room, and you know, everybody appreciated his efforts, that's for sure.
Nice to get your first NHL goal when you're wearing that special 50th anniversary jersey. Oh my gosh, I loved it. Looked so good, and that was a big win that night for Asplund and company. Okay, real quick, what's top of mind here for the Sabres as they get set, and we'll dive in even deeper tomorrow when they're in Philadelphia?
Well, look, you mentioned that Florida and Toronto are playing. They're actually behind the Sabres right now in the standings, and you're looking at saying, hey, you know what? You could come back from this road trip, six games on the road over 2 weeks, and maybe you put yourself a couple of points or a point away from a playoff spot. Like, that to me is the main goal.
Yeah, first up on the trip, a team you are absolutely chasing in Philadelphia. Can't wait to dive in a little deeper on that tomorrow on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.